Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Patchy fog around this morning and then turning partly cloudy this afternoon with high temperatures in the middle 80s.
And it is 66 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios, Jack, at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsroom, this is Local News First. I'm Joe Thomas in the morning.
Authorities in Nelson County announced an arrest in a motorcycle chase from over the weekend. Granville Smith IV turned himself in today. Authorities say he led them on a chase along River Road, then ran away in the Nellisford area. He's facing a pair of charges related to the incident and is being held on a $1,000 bond.
Last week, you may remember that we reported to you that Dominion Energy had earned almost $380 million extra dollars over the last 2 years. Well, that led to protests yesterday outside of their headquarters in Richmond demanding refunds.
A man has been arrested after an explosive device was found in his car in Charlottesville. Police say 34-year-old Robert Pryor is facing several charges, including possession of explosive device, which was found while police was searching his car for drugs.
Once we looked at the device that we had found, very cylinder and in shape, they did x-rays of that, and it was determined at that time they would do what's called a disruption of the device, that we would detonate in a safe and secure way.
Governor Ralph Northam has introduced us to the Commonwealth's first Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. She's Janice Underwood, and she had served as Old Dominion University's Diversity Director for the past year.
A UVA doctor getting closer to finding a cure for one of the most common childhood cancers thanks to a grant from a car company. The Hyundai Hope on Wheels gave a $300,000 grant to Dr. Brian Balea. The grant is for his research into leukemia in children.
We have the skills and the tools to pursue this question. We certainly have the motivation to do this work. They are all here today. But our biggest obstacle to do this work has been, continues to be, funding. Thanks to Hyundai and their childhood cancer research grants, we are now able to move this research forward.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Ariana Meniz.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 65 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Well, he's back with us, Doug Dancy, Dancy Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We want to talk a little bit, since you know a lot about this, you've been in it a long time, about issues and what to do if you have any issues. Let's talk about that.
Now that we are near the end of summer and fall is approaching, if you had air conditioning problems all summer, it will reoccur in the heating mode. Now is the time to make proper decisions on repairing and or replacing HVAC systems.
So we're in this crazy thing where sometimes we're cooling, and then in the fall, sometimes we're heating and we're going back and forth.
It is easy and cheaper to be proactive in solving HVAC issues than reactive when you're sitting in a hot and cold house.
How do we get a hold of you and get you to come on over and check out our system?
You can reach me.